So understanding that control just cock blocks that magic, cock blocks the potential ways in which your higher self is attempting to line potentiality, opportunity, synchronicity up in your life.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am a womb shaman and a Shakti activator, and I help women to really reclaim, reconnect, reawaken their most authentic self, their sexy AF self, their sexual power, and create exactly what they desire, no matter the obstacles. So this is a solo episode today where we get to go deep into a topic, just you and I. And I thought I would talk today about control, because this is something that is all over humanity, and control really minimizes and sometimes even cock blocks your magic. Control is largely an illusion. Dare I say, it's a complete illusion. If you really consider how large the universe is and how large those systems and structures of the universe, if we go into, let's start with Mother Gaia, right? Where Mother Gaia creates and destroys, where Mother Gaia has seasons and shifts her seasons, where Mother Gaia alters the terrain. We have no control over that. And, you know, even in recent years, actually, we've been doing it quite a while, where we've been manipulating the weather. Humans are not in control of the weather. No matter how much we think we are or desire to be, we're not. Mother Gaia herself is her own creative energy. And then if we move outside of Mother Gaia and we have the Earth, we are only one planet of the solar system that is moving in and of itself, right? The planets are rotating around the sun, but then our entire solar system is rotating, spiraling through the galaxy. And then you go out into the universe and out into the multiverse. It is a massive structure of systems. If you start to consider all of that, and then consider, are you really in control of anything? Now, control and influence, control and personal power are very different things. You can absolutely be in personal power. You can absolutely influence your reality and thus humanity and thus Mother Gaia and thus the universe and the entirety of consciousness. Absolutely, yes. But are you in control of it? No. In truth, it is only our ego that desires to control. And in truth, it is only the fear of death that causes our ego to desire to control. So some people just call this the fear of the unknown, because that is an aspect of the fear of death. The ego dies. The body dies. The spirit carries forth onward. But because we are in a state of forgetting, we have a veil of forgetfulness. We don't remember all of our lives, although many people are connected to many of them. I'm connected to many of them. I help my clients connect to many of them, which does in fact allow you to realize that you are multidimensional, that you exist in multiple different incarnations and experiences, and allows you that bigger picture that helps you to let go of controlling this moment, this life, this incarnation. But for the most part, most people don't have that connection. And therefore, it appears as if there is just this one life. And perhaps you believe that. And if that is your belief, I honor and respect that. I disagree, but I honor and respect your beliefs. So looking at it from only one life, it really brings the entirety of you and your potentiality down to this lifespan. 0 to what, 85? 90? 90 years? Give or take, that's what you got. That's it. That's it. I mean, how often do you hear you have one life? This is it. You have the one life. And while in some ways you can use that concept to fuel yourself, it also can do the reverse, and it can trigger this fear of the ego. And I've got to get it all right. I've got to make it happen, or I've got to make things just so in this life to protect myself, to keep myself safe, to avoid the inevitable, quote unquote, death. But of course, you cannot avoid the inevitable. And again, when you have that bigger picture of seeing yourself as a soul that lives multiple lives and at once. This is not your only life that you are living on a soul level right now. It creates freedom in your space. So control is this desire to have things in a particular manner. Okay. I want this like this. I want this like this. But that is not utilizing personal power, and it's not connected to the desire that I speak of, because control is rooted in fear, and it is rooted in rigidity. It has a mental rigidity to it that is based in your logician, which is the opposite of your magician. So these are coming from the archetypes that have been created in psychology. This has been known for many, many years, that humans have archetypes. So we all have these archetypes. And logician and magician aren't necessarily the exact terms used, but it's what I like to term that particular archetype as. Your logician is analyzing the physical reality and saying, well, because of the physical reality, this is the case, right? Because I have no money in my bank account, that means I'm in a state of lack and I have to save and spend less and do all these things. That's the logician. Of course, there is space for the logician. But when the logician starts to say, you know, I have to have my life this certain way. I have to save this certain amount of money every month. I have to spend my money in this way. I have to live in this particular part of the world. I have to, have this job. I'm not even coming up with very good ideas of control. I don't know if you're noticing that, but actually my examples of control are kind of shitty. I think you know what control looks like. But then again, I'll be honest, I didn't realize how controlling I was. I thought I was, I never saw myself as a controlling individual. But I have control as a shadow in my Gene Key profile. So it's actually a big one for me. And it wasn't until I really started to look at it that I realized how much I controlled. But what I was controlling was myself. So I didn't have so much of the outward control of like, I need my house perfectly spotless. I need everything just to be this way. That makes me feel safe. I was actually controlling how I acted, how I behaved, what I said. So that was my version of control. And that is a version of control. Or you could be controlling your physical reality, right? And this can look like clean freaks. This can look like people who have to plan ahead. And they have to have everything planned out. Plan out your day. Plan out your week. Plan out your life. Okay. Not to say that you can't have goals and structure, because we need goals and structure, but rigid control, right? So always remembering that yes, we need structure. We want goals. Those are all powerful. But when we are saying that I have to have it this way, or else I don't feel safe. And that's not a conscious statement. That is a subconscious statement. And you can recognize, if you have this, where if something isn't showing up just the way that you want it to, you become anxious. Okay? Anxiety is a really great example of where we are trying to control. When you feel anxiety, it's like you going, hey, what's up? You're in a state of control. Okay. So when people feel anxiety in social settings, they are controlling themselves. I have to act a certain way. I have to be a certain way or I won't be received. The thing about control is it is saying that it has to be this way. And your flip of the archetype of logician is magician. And the magician, first off, the magician creates what it wants instead of receiving the reflection of the holographic reality as the one and only. It's just this way. It is this way. And so that's the way it is. That's all logician consciousness. The magician says, I'll create the reality that I desire. I'll shift it. I'll transform it. I'll alchemize it into something else. In the state of magic, in the realm of magic, what happens oftentimes is opportunity occurs outside of our ability to see it. So let me make this a bit more clear. When you're trying to manifest, create something, if you're saying it has to happen this one way. So for instance, let's go to money, because money is a very easy thing because it has a measurement. Okay, some of the other things don't have measurements, but we could also use like finding a soulmate that has a measurement of acquiring the soulmate, or conceiving a baby also has an end goal of conceiving that baby. And so if you're saying, okay, I want to find my soulmate or find an aligned partner that really resonates, that, you know, has all these criteria. Well, for one, having all that criteria can be control. There's a difference between having desires and it has to be this way. A person has to mark all of these things off my list or else. Okay. Well, I learned that lesson. I learned that lesson because I was told, oh, you need a really conscious man. And I was going about creating my partner.
everybody around me, including when my mentors told me, yeah, you need a really, really conscious man. I was like, yes, I need a really, really conscious man. Okay. That right there is subconscious control. This is what has to happen. Okay. Where like that in that message did not come through my intuition. It did not come from higher self. It came from outside sources, which sometimes can be messages, but that's not what it was. It was just people projecting their beliefs onto me. And so I went about looking for conscious men. And I didn't like any of them. And I wasn't finding what I wanted until one of my friends just simply said, maybe you don't need a conscious man. And when he said that, there was an activation in my heart. And I knew that was truth. So I opened up this rigidity that I had set, this control that I had set, and I met my partner. And my partner still met that list of things that I really enjoy to have in a partner. Do you see the difference between, I actually had a list of what I want in a man, and he meets all of them, but he didn't meet that rigid, it has to be in a conscious man, because what even is that, right? Or if you think, okay, I'm going to meet a partner and it has to come this way. Like if, like for instance, using myself as an example again, I did not want to do online dating. And higher self was one that came to me and said, do Facebook of all things. Such a crack up. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And so if I would have said, no, I refuse, that's not how my magical experience is going to arrive. It's going to happen. It may not have happened. I don't know. I don't know what, right? Because I'm not in those other potentialities. But that was a clear message from my higher self when I opened to that potential. Okay. So if we're saying it has to happen a certain way with money, you know, if we think, well, I have to earn money via giving work, right? Well, so if that's in a business, in a career where you are going to work and you are giving X money of hours for X amount of money, and that is the way that you see it. Money has to come through that way. So therefore, how can I create more money? Because I have limitations there. I have limitations of time. Well, that is just simply seeing it as a controlled manner. So if you're only in it, and if you're saying it has to come through this one way, you're controlling it. What if it doesn't want to come through that way? What if you're meant to receive money or your partner in a completely different manner that is just so incredibly aligned to what your soul is attempting to learn, experience in this life? Another example is I work with women who are struggling to conceive or retain pregnancy. And, you know, a lot of times they're really, the whole point of the struggle, so to speak, is that they have some other things that they need to release and realize. And so they'll try to do all this energy of force of, not all the women, but some women will, you know, do all this IVF and things. And I'm not saying IVF is wrong. But if you push, it has to happen, and it's going to happen in this way, because that's what the doctor says is possible. And so I'm going to do it this way. Meanwhile, your soul is trying to create a completely different experience for you. The IVF won't be successful because that's not the point. The point is not getting pregnant. The point is what you need to see about why you're not getting pregnant. This is magic. So understanding that control just cock blocks that magic, cock blocks the potential ways in which your higher self is attempting to line potentiality, opportunity, synchronicity up in your life. And if you're not open to that, you won't receive it. You won't even see it, let alone receive it. And then it's like things aren't happening the way you want them. And you're focused on what the exact way you're trying to make it happen. And now you feel like a failure. Now you feel like the universe is against you. Right now you feel like you're the one person who can't fill in the blank, find a partner, make money, conceive a baby, find the most aligned, fulfilling career ever that just lights you up. You're that person who can't. But that's not true. That is so far from the truth. The truth is that somewhere you are controlling it. Your logician is saying, well, this is where we feel safe. We feel safe to do it this way. We feel safe in this identity. We feel safe in this channel of potentiality. We don't feel, I don't know about those other ones. I don't know what that means. And so to be magical and to experience quantum shifts and synchronicities and that flow, the fluidity of life, because life is actually very, very fluid. That is the nature of consciousness. The nature of energy is that it flows. Energy moves. When it becomes stagnant, stopped, suppressed, oppressed, controlled, well, it becomes toxic, just like water. The natural state of universe, of universal creative life force energy that the universe uses to create, that you use to create, is flow. And to align, to be in that state of flow, you have to learn to let go. Is that catchy? To be in flow, you gotta let go. To be in flow, you gotta let go. Let go. Let go. And flow, and flow, and see, now if I would have controlled myself right then, that delightful melody would not have been experienced. And the version of me that used to be in control would have absolutely controlled that one. I'm not a singer. What is going on here? What are you doing? You're making a fool out of yourself. So when we let go, I mean, for one, life is so much easier. Now, it isn't necessarily easier in the beginning. And it's important to really acknowledge that. Because was it easy for me to let go of that self-control? No. Did it feel easy? F no, it did not feel easy. It felt really, really challenging. So I'm not going to paint this with rainbows and butterflies that, oh, just let go and everything will be so easy. No, I mean, the act of letting go to that which you control is really challenging. But once you let go, you find the flow. So, again, bringing it back to my own personal experience so you can understand this. I suppressed myself for, you know, the majority of my life. And that, you know, started to not be an option anymore. Really when my Kundalini awakening happened, my spontaneous Kundalini awakening started this. Yeah, I have to start being authentic. And I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know what it meant to be my authentic self. Because I didn't know who she was. I had suppressed myself for so long that I had no idea who I was in my authentic self. But what I did have to keep doing, which led me to my authentic self, was I had to keep saying yes. In situations where I wanted to say no, but the feeling was a yes. My intuitive hit was a yes. My logician And my ego mind, from my point of fear and my desire to control, wanted to say no. And there were plenty of times that I said no when the intuitive hit was a yes. Okay, I didn't just come out of the gate after my Kundalini awakening and just nail all of my yeses. It took practice. And little by little, you know, more of my authentic expression started to come out, and it was not easy. I mean, for one, my authentic expression started to come out through my voice, where I was speaking in tongue and using my voice to heal. Every single part of my ego mind wanted to stop that process, wanted to say, absolutely not. We are not doing this out of fear and the desire to control myself. But the intuitive hit was strong, and I took action, and it took me years. It took me like 2 solid years of practicing using my voice to heal to get to this point where it's just like, this is what's coming out of my mouth. Off tone, on tone, per pitch. I don't even know what any of, you know, doesn't matter. This is what wants to come out of my mouth. And that's it. And I free flow that. Now, I mean, in the space of healing, I don't just go talk whatever, speak my mind. I don't just open my mouth everywhere, because that's not using wisdom. Okay. Sometimes love and wisdom is not saying what the mind wants to say. Okay. Being authentic is not speaking your mind, because your mind is just this thing that wants to blah, 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 blah. Okay. But in the healing space, in the healing containers, when I'm using my voice for healing, there's no more suppression there. But that took me years, and it wasn't easy. I kept showing up, and it was challenging. In the moment, I wanted to shut my mouth, and you know, I had this voice going like, what are you doing? This is stupid. This is insane. This is like, you're going to push people away from you. People aren't going to love you. People aren't going to accept you. And, you know, that's the ego, right? The protection of its identity. And so this can look different for everybody, right? Like maybe your control is that your house has to be spotless, or else, you know, you don't feel like you're a good person, right? Or maybe your control is that, you know, what's really coming through is really this understanding of how much we control ourselves. That we are constantly suppressing ourselves. We're constantly putting ourselves into a little box and saying, this is who I can be right now. I'm allowed to be this person. This really, I feel that. Do you feel that? I'm allowed to be this person right now. And so what if you're not that person, right? What if you're the person that wants to actually come through you? Like the other part of it for me has been, you know, this owning of sexual power and sex and the word sex and the energy around sex and sex, sex, sex. I mean, I've rejected that and avoided that for so long. And it's been really challenging for me to say yes to that. I wanted to say, no, I'm not that person. I'm not that person. I'm over here being this other person, because this feels safer. Like if I don't talk about that kind of stuff, I'll be received, right? I'll be accepted. I'll be loved. And to be able to continue to say yes to the unraveling of, you know what? Like my branding really wants to be sexy as fuck. And I want to talk about sexual power, and I want to activate women in that. And I want women to really understand that energy and to create their reality. It lights me up so hard. But before, it has triggered so much fear. So understanding that if you have these intuitive hits about yourself or about a certain part of yourself to do or create or become, and it scares you, then it's probably right in alignment with your soul. And you will see how you will try to control it. Your ego mind and your logician will say, whoa, 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 just wait a second here. Let's look at our past. Okay. If we take back in 1998 and we remember how we were in our sexual energy and we were rejected. Yes. Rejected. Double underline that, please, everybody. Let's double underline rejected. Yeah. See, this isn't safe. Nope. 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 Throw it out the window. Not safe. We're not going there. Stop right here. Pivot the other direction. Because that's what the logical mind does. That's what the logician does. It bases everything off the past. But aren't we ever evolving? And if we're ever evolving, as the universe ever evolves and changes and shifts and grows and expands, are we our old self? No, we're not. Every moment we get to choose who we are. You literally flicker in and out of existence faster than the speed of light. And every time you flicker back into reality, you choose unconsciously who you are. And we keep saying, no, 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 no. I'm the person I've always been. Even if it doesn't feel right, it gives me anxiety. It makes me fearful. I'm not creating the life that I want to create. It's what I know. It's what I know. And therefore, I'm going to continue to control myself into that box because that is what I am familiar with. And therefore, has a false sense of safety. And I really emphasize, if you didn't notice, false, because it's not real safety. The real safety is in your authentic self. And when you feel that safety, wow, you understand it. It feels very different to the false safety. The false safety is always precarious. The false safety, any minute feels like it could go. Any minute now, something could happen where our safety, security, love could be taken away, could vanish, could be rejected, could... But your true sense of safety that is rooted in your sexy AF self, your most authentic self, rooted in, it is safety, it is security, it is love. No matter what happens, no matter what this nonsense of the holographic reality shows to you, you have that knowing. And a felt sense of it. It is not precarious. So you can see how control is the illusion of keeping yourself in the false sense of safety, security, love. If we just stay here, I kind of have a sense of safety, security, love. You know, I don't know, because that one time my boyfriend broke up with me and that, you know, I didn't feel loved anymore. Oh, and that one time that person said something to me and I didn't feel loved. And then, oh, and then that one time that I lost my job and I didn't feel secure. Right? That's all false. But we'll try to cling to that which is known and try to control it for that false sense of safety, security, love, because we haven't experienced the true sense of safety, security, love. So control cock blocks your magic. Control emphasizes, creates anxiety, tension, amplifies fear, rigidity, Manipulation. When you are attempting to control your reality and or attempting to control yourself, you will manipulate. I mean, we manipulate all the time. I want to make that really clear. It's part of the creative process and not in a bad way. You can manipulate positively and you can manipulate, you know, quote unquote, negatively. Okay. So just understand that about the word manipulation. But when you're in a state of control, you will manipulate negatively. You will subconsciously do whatever you need to do to maintain a false sense of safety, security, love. Okay. And so how do we let this go to move into flow? I know you want me to sing again. I know you're just begging. You're just like, would you please, Alara, cast your beautiful voice upon me? I'm not feeling it. So how do we do this, right? How do we let go of control? First, it's always awareness. Where am I controlling myself and or my external reality? So, you know, sit down with that question. Contemplate it. Where am I controlling myself? Where do I require that I fit into a certain mold in order to be safe, secure, loved? And then where do I control my external reality to further create, reflect that false sense of safety, security, love? And, you know, where you can really find the truth is, what do you fear to lose, right? And I'm even talking about people, because you can have attachment to people, and attachment is control. So if you fear losing people in your life, you fear losing your job, you fear losing even your children. No, I'm not saying like grief, but the fear of losing them. Okay. Fear losing your money, fear losing the cleanliness of your home, right? Fear losing status or identity, fear losing how people see you, right? Fear losing some sort of label that you're carrying around of yourself. I am this. And if I lose that, then what? Who am I? I don't know. I don't know what I am. I have to maintain this. I have to maintain this label. I can't lose that label. Whatever that label is, I have to maintain it. Do whatever I can to make sure that that stays. Because if I lose that primary label of self, that primary identity, who am I? I don't even know. And that is scary AF to the ego. So ask yourself what you fear to lose. And then how are you currently trying to control that you don't lose it? Because all your answers will be found there. And if you really sit down and you do this, it's very revealing. And you know, you will see where you can, where you control. And then step two after awareness is, what are you really seeking there? What is the truth of what you're seeking there? Okay. So for instance, well, if I lose my relationship, I don't know how I'll survive, right? Because it's a dual income. It's paying for all the things. How am I going to survive on my own, right? So that's a fear of security and safety. Security and safety are very, very similar. Security has a little bit more essence of money and like needs being met, right? But that can also go into safety. If I lose my partner, I won't find love again, right? Maybe you have an idea that I'm 55 years old. And if I lose my partner, I'll be a 55-year-old looking and like, where am I going to find love? Like, that's not even going to happen, right? So I just have to like hang on to this partner. if I lose this identity that everybody has of me, well, I fear I won't be loved. I fear that who I am outside of that identity will be rejected. So it's always going to come down to one of those three: safety, security, love. So what do you fear? What are you fear? And then what are you really seeking? Okay. And then understanding that you can find that in yourself and you can establish a relationship with it. And through that relationship of establishing the true safety, security, love, you will really connect to your authentic self, your sexy AF self. You'll connect to that part of yourself, and that will further create and validate the true safety, security, love that you are, because you are an infinite being that is always safe, secure, and loved. You are love incarnate. You can't be destroyed. Your body can be destroyed. Your ego can be destroyed, but you cannot be destroyed. So there is always security and safety. But you have to connect to that authentic self. So first, figuring out what you're fearful of losing, okay, the awareness of where you're controlling. And then from that, what are you actually seeking in that attempt to control? And then you start to establish that in yourself. So it can't be taken. It can't be lost. It can't be manipulated. It can't die. Because it's you in your truth, in the essence of your soul, and in you as the light of God. I hope this has given you some things to think about, and hopefully the examples helped you understand this concept a little bit deeper. This isn't about not having free will, because you always have free will. But letting go of control and free will are two different things. Okay, so understanding that. And the more you connect to your sexy as fuck self, the more you understand what free will truly is and the application of that will. And then in this most harmonious and synchronistic way, you desire more and more your free will to align to nothing more than divine will, the will. You desire more and more to kind of let go of that individual will and serve the will of the one. It's just a natural progression. Okay, my loves, as always, this has been such a delight to be here with you. I am so grateful that you exist. I'm so grateful that you take the time to hear these conversations. And I do hope you sit down with the questions. And if you do, please email me info@alarasage.com. Tell me what you got. Tell me what you received. Tell me what came of the process. And as always, if you need help with this, I am happy to assist you. You can always reach out to learn how you can work with me, different programs and things that I'm offering to support your process. I love you all so very much. Until next time. Mwah.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.